I'd second that.
Any nay votes? That motion carries. Thank you.
Chief, Jenny's back with us so we can go back on the record.
Okay, let's start with the certifications.
Chief, I would move that the Judicial Council certify to JPEC each of the judges listed in the agenda, with the exception of the juvenile court judge discussed in executive session. As to that judge, I would move that the Judicial Council certify to JPEC that that judge is non-compliant. And I would also move that the Judicial Council forward to JPEC all material relied upon by the council in making that certification decision, as well as an explanation that will be forwarded to JPEC and shall be made public.
I wonder, Derek, if I could just suggest a slight amendment. Maybe in the decision itself, I recognize this will come through in the explanation, but if we could say non-compliant for failure to in one case meet the 6-month opinion deadline.
I would accept that amendment.
Second.
Discussion?
I'd just like to note my concern again on the record that the rule contemplates challenging a judge when they say they're compliant and there's credible evidence that they're not, but doesn't give any opportunity for additional discussion or evidence finding as it relates to when they say they are non-compliant and we have credible evidence that under circumstances we may otherwise consider it different being compliant. I just note that. I believe the rule says what it says. I'm not meaning to invade on JPEC's role at all. I understand the rule says what it says, but it's of concern. And I think the rule require me to vote yes and in favor of the motion, but I just note that concern. And then going forward, I think in our bench meetings or otherwise, we ought to have some additional training and discussions associated with the rule, what it means to certify and what maybe the compliance versus non-compliance really means with the new language changes, the most recent language changes in the rule. I just make that record. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Cameron.
And I would join with that.
Thank you. Important points. Okay. Are there any nay votes? There was a second, is there not?
Yes, I seconded.
Okay. Nay votes.
Chief, I don't have a second, but I would abstain from voting on myself as one of the judges going forward, but otherwise I'm in support of the motion.
I would do the same thing.
There's several of us.
Ryan Eversed.
Eversed, Judge Sessions, Judge May, all abstain with respect to vote on their own certifications.
And Judge Chiara must abstain on his as well.
Okay. So apart from those abstentions, well, we have those four abstentions. Are there any nay votes? Okay, the motion carries. We're ready for this second matter.
Chief, I would move that we authorize Ron and Kathy to form a committee to prepare an RFP for legal representation for the judicial branch and pending or anticipated litigation, and that this committee communicate as appropriate with members of the judicial branch in drafting the RFP and determining who, to whom the RFP should be directed.
And I'd second that motion.
Discussion? Are there any nay votes or abstentions?
Chief, I'll abstain.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Jenny, I abstain, please.
And I don't have a vote, but just for the record, Abstaining as well. Okay. Hearing no nay votes with two abstentions, that motion carries. Okay, well, got a lot of work done today. I appreciate everyone's patience and thoughtful consideration of all the issues. I'm always so impressed by just how vigorous yet civil these debates are. Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Chief. Bye, all.